Kenya's National High School Drama Festival has taken a dramatic turn, off stage, after a controversial play sparked protests, police intervention, and a national debate about free expression and politics in education. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The play At the Heart of the Storm, Echoes of War, explores themes of disillusionment among youth in a fictional kingdom plagued by authoritarian rule and unrest. Its storyline, featuring clashes with police, has drawn strong parallels with Kenya's recent anti-tax protests led by Gen Z activists. Originally barred from the festival under unclear circumstances, the play was reinstated after a high court order. However, chaos unfolded Thursday in Nakuru, where the festival is being held, as performers from Butia Girls High School walked out of the venue in protest. The dramatic exit came after the play's author, Cleopas Malala, a former senator, was detained by police. Malala, who was blocked from meeting the students for final rehearsals the night before, was released without charge. He applauded the students for refusing to perform. The young girls of Butia Girls have exercised an act of heroic restoration. I'm determined to ensure that Echoes of War is displayed before a Kenyan audience, he said. Tensions escalated as anti-riot police sealed off the venue and used tear gas to disperse growing crowds eager to see the performance. Students who had gathered inside sang the national anthem before leaving, citing harassment and questioning why they should perform with no audience present. Education officials voiced concern about Malala's involvement. Why should a politician be scripting student plays? Asked Education Minister Julius Agamba. Interior Minister Kipchumba Murkomen warned against using students for political theatre and urged a clear separation between politics and education. The incident has sparked outrage from rights groups and political leaders. Amnesty International condemned the actions as part of a troubling trend of state suppression of expression. Chief Justice Martha Kum also weighed in, calling the arrest a violation of a court order. Defiance of court orders threatens the rule of law, which is the bedrock of our society. Opposition leader Kalonzo Musyoka praised the students' bravery, while the Orange Democratic Movement demanded that the girls be allowed to perform like any other school. The fate of Echoes of War remains uncertain, with no word on whether it will be allowed into the competition's final round, traditionally held at State House in front of the President. Kenya's drama festivals are a long-standing tradition of artistic expression and civic critique. Malala, no stranger to controversy, previously gained national attention with his 2013 play Shackles of Doom, which was also initially banned before a court overturned the decision. That play tackled ethnic inequality and political power imbalances, another thorny issue in Kenyan society. Malala has since parted ways with the ruling United Democratic Alliance, following internal party conflicts, and now finds himself once again at the center of a national conversation, this time through the voices of a new generation of student performers. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.